Here with News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan, the final preseason game of 2015, Dave, on Thursday night. Wondering, is there a particular player you want to keep an eye on to see who might make a final impression on this coaching staff, or maybe it's a position group that's trying to sort itself out? What are you going to pay attention to here this last game?
Well, first of all, more importantly, I got the memo that we were supposed to be in a suit. And evidently you didn't, so I'm not sure what I'm doing.
I did not get that memo.
I would say in terms of players, I think the running back position is one of great interest. You and I talked about that a little bit last week.
Right.
You know, Monte Ball has an interesting dilemma. He's playing the fourth preseason game. He's going to get a lot of carries. What does that really mean? More times than not, coaches have their minds made up by the fourth preseason game. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to that rule,
sure.
But in most cases, I mean, that roster, with the exception of a couple of guys, has already been decided upon by those coaches. So I think it's interesting to watch how he plays and sort of what that means for his future.
Broncos trade Chris Clark to the Houston Texans. That means going into the games this regular season, guys that will be up likely are some young guys backing up some swing guys, whether it's Michael Schofield or Max Garcia. That's going to be the line this team takes in the regular season, and you start right away with a defensive line like Baltimore.
Yeah, I think it was an interesting move, and one, frankly, that caught me by surprise a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
Clark is a veteran guy. You know exactly what you get. Good backup, good solid backup player. And I think it was more wanting to get Schofield an opportunity, really, than an indictment on Chris Clark's play. And so when you said, you look at this offensive line, they're going to go into battle, starting with the Baltimore game, with good players, but very, very young players. And I think it bears watching, really, in terms of some of the backup players. Garcia at left guard, he also played center at Florida.
Yep.
But Schofield is a tackle, and Schofield is going to have to be the swing guy, unless they make some other move before the Baltimore game.
Which is certainly possible. Broncos trying to get, we'll get down to 75, then 53 not long from now once they get past this preseason game, get the roster shaped out. And of course, like always, if you can't watch the game on television, you can hear Dave call it with Ed McCaffrey on News Radio 850 KOA. Next time we'll talk about some games that count, Baltimore Ravens.
That'll be fun.
For Dave, I'm Chris.